talking now on the Pigskin Preview with St. Genevieve Dragons head coach Ken Weick. And coach, just to recap last season for folks, a 7-2 campaign. You guys were right there in your run for a conference championship, but ultimately lost at home in triple overtime in the district first round of the district playoffs to Dexter. It was a heartbreaker, but the good news is you get a chance to get a little shot at redemption right away with Dexter here in week one of this season.
Yeah, we don't have to wait long for him, do we? No, it was tough. It was a tough way to go out, but if you're going to lose, and just about everybody loses their last game except for those six teams in Missouri, it's probably the best way. You know, we told our kids, hang your hat on a triple overtime loss. So they hung in there till the end, fought till the end, and just couldn't come away with it. So played hard all the way through, obviously, but just couldn't come away with the win. But like you said, we don't have to wait long to see Dexter again. We get him in week one.
There's a little bit of turnover on this roster, but not much. Guys that are stepping into starting full-time roles, they've played a little bit. Best example of that would be Logan Gegg, who takes over as the starting quarterback this year for Chad Dunsey. You used him a little bit last year, but also he moved around at receiver and running back, so he's a good athlete. What have you seen from him in the summer that makes you think he'll have the same success that Chad had?
Just what you said there. He's shown great athleticism. And Logan's actually become a good leader for us, and He was that last year, but being the junior who didn't play a specific position the entire time, it was a little tougher. Well, now he's penciled in a quarterback, and he knows that, and he's, like I said, he spent the summer lifting weights and getting better with everybody around him. So I'm real happy with where he's at right now, and his athleticism is high. And, you know, he doesn't have the best arm in the world, and he knows that, but he works on getting better. He's throwing the ball better than he has. But he's a good leader for us.
Same sort of story at the skill positions. Guys like Grant Staffen and Devin Bader aren't there, but Logan Trollinger's going to be back. You have a core of receivers that I know you're excited about. This is a bunch that'll still be able to move the football pretty well, I would imagine, in your estimation.
That's what we're counting on. We sure hope so. Bryce Trollinger's looking really good out there. Jesse Kemper, there's a big group of seniors that are stepping up and playing ball. Playing different positions. Kyle Kiefer, there's a lot of different guys you can go to. You mentioned Logan Trollinger. And we got a couple of juniors in Brett Beezer and Peyton Matthews that, they played some JV and played a little bit of varsity last year, but they're both very athletic, and we expect good things out of those guys as well.
Defensively, a lot of the pieces return, including Kobe Hatfield and linebacker, who was a star for you this last year. And that has to be such a relief, because you look particularly at the game at the end of the year against Dexter and throughout much of last season, the defense was really stout. And if you have that again, it'll allow you whatever sort of, you know, things you have to do to get the offense going early in the year, you'll be able to manage that behind your stingy defense.
You're right, and I think we all shoot for that, you know, especially early on. You know, offenses take a little more time to gel and get things going, but your kids have to come out and be aggressive from the get-go. And if they are, you'll have a good defense. And that's what we're counting on. Like you said, Kobe's definitely a big leader for us. We lost a lot in the middle of our defense, and we lost Ty, and then we lost the two big tackles in front of him, and Clayton is Isaac. So we've got our hands full. They're filling those roles. But everything else around them, it looks really good. Our defensive backs look good. We've got linebackers that are getting to the ball. Our key is going to be our aggressiveness and how well we can react to things.
And just sort of the last thing, in getting to watch your team in practice, that was something I noticed was an emphasis on your work in the trenches, where you might be a little bit younger and a little more undersized, but you're going to get those guys coached up, and you're going to make sure that they're not only as smart but as tough as anybody in the area that you'll face this year.
Well, we hope so. You know, that's always the goal. And we took a step forward this year. We were able to add another coach to our staff, and, we added Nick Cowell in a position where we were able to get another coach. So we got an offensive line, a defensive line coach that definitely is going to help us get some more eyes on it, you know. And another new coach to our staff this year is Jay Pope, who's come over. He assisted the Valley for years, and another guy's got great eyes and good instincts. And, you know, anytime you can get people watching and helping guys out with what they're doing, and, you know, in today's game, we're filming practices, we're filming everything we do, and kids get to look at it later and get on and actually see what they were doing wrong. So hopefully we'll get stuff figured out and get rolling here.
All right, Ken, thank you so much for talking to us today. Best of luck to you this season. Good luck against Dexter, and hopefully we'll be talking to you Friday night during the End Zone Show.
Okay, thank you very much.